Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Another episode of Are You The One? It is reunion time, and guess what? We have a full house. We're going to break it all down. Let's get it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
She down for the ride.
Turn up, Steven.
There we go.
Yeah, we get some light. There we go. Yeah, Tori. Go ahead, Tori. Yeah. There it is. Millie Rock on her. Oh.
Come on, Keith. Let's see that.
Keith, what you got, Keith? He's like, no,
I'm not dressed for this.
I'm not dressed for this. Yo, what is up, everybody? It's Are You The One, the reunion show. This is how we do. We're going to break down part one. It's been crazy. We all know they got the money, but we got to get the drama. We got to get to that. So we're going to talk to everybody. I'm your host, Lynn Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint. We're going to get down the line. This is Sensei Don't Play. Sensei, what up?
You know what it is.
Yeah. Melody Rose, what's up?
What's up, guys? You already know. Melody Rose.
My boy, Needle the Narrick.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You can catch me at Needle and Narrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I am congested, but I'm still here.
Yes.
Because it's the reunion. It's about to go down.
It's about to go down. Ladies and gentlemen, it's guest time. Oh, I'm so excited because the couch is full. Ladies and gentlemen, starting from my right, you've seen him here before. This is the rap extraordinaire, wildin' out rapper. Yeah. This is how he gets down. E-Money in the building.
Yay!
How y'all doing? I appreciate the hell out of all of you guys, not just for having me, but for your contribution to society.
Oh, man. This is what we do. It's a charity over here.
Yes,
this is what we do.
We give back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this dude right here in the middle, the mastermind extraordinaire, I think that they might be broke.
MVP.
It might be a season five
MVP.
Without this dude.
MVP.
Give it up for Keith in the building.
Yes. Huge round of applause.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Enjoying LA while I'm out here.
That's right. That's good. Got to spend that money yet?
It's in my bank account. It's not cleared yet. So I get to look at it, but I can't touch it yet.
See how my checking is saved at, you know, a checking and savings. Ladies and gentlemen.
Reminds me of every one of my girlfriends.
You've seen her here before. And you're seeing her on your TV because she's still doing things with MTV. I just saw her last night beat the hell out of a gymnast in a hula hoop competition.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, Tori Deal is in the building.
I don't even think my mic is on.
It's on.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Maybe I'm just deaf. Hi.
Hey. This is AYTO alumni. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see her, but she's beautiful nonetheless. Michaela's in the house, too.
Michaela.
It's a family reunion. Ladies and gentlemen, one more guest. It's crazy. It's so many guests here. She's with us via Skype. It's really like via megaphone, telephone, because we can't see her, but she's here. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Audrey.
Hey.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Man, we're lit over here. We lit over here.
I know. I wish I was there.
I know.
Damn.
You need to be here. I wish we could see you at least. But I know you got that Cricket wireless. It's okay. I'm not mad at you.
Help me out.
It's all good. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it because we ain't got much time. Keith, my man, I'm going right to you because you were the mastermind in pulling everybody together from what we saw in getting this money. I want to know from you personally, did they give you a cut of their money? That's all I want to know.
No, I've been telling them I charge a commission fee, but I haven't seen anything yet. Anthony's been buying me rounds at the bar, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Michael has, and I've seen him too. I mean, if you guys want to give me money, technically, you wouldn't have it without
me. Oh, come on.
Technically.
you know what? Tom Brady thanks his teammates first. Okay. You would be an amazing leader if you just took the Tom Brady route because you do have the skills.
I call myself the GOAT on Twitter all the time.
So. All the time. So, Keith, when you when it came to the point, I mean, we started seeing it in episode, I think, 10, 11 is when the strategy started happening. What prompted you to start doing that? I mean, obviously, you guys were sucking really bad. You had one perfect match week 11. Was it that kind of got you motivated? I know that you have, obviously, education in that kind of field. What got you going?
Well, honestly, I started week 2 a little bit because I said, hey, I know 4 couples. I know at least 2 of their beams. I think it might have been you that ran around the house telling everybody, and everyone's like, all right, like, productions like Keith, stop telling people because now we're just asking you the matches are instead of doing it. And then I guess week 8 strategized a little bit. I didn't realize this, but like looking at the blogs and the math stuff, I actually brought it from 8 possible matches to 1.
Oh,
I didn't realize I did that. I thought I brought it down to like a few left, and I didn't realize I'd figured out so early. But I mean, I procrastinate a lot. College, I did always do it, and I said, you know what? We have like a couple days left. I want the money. Definitely not leaving here with love, especially that last night. So I said, screw it. Let's try and get this money.
And shout out to Alexis because she scratched your back while you were crunching numbers in your head.
Oh,
we can say what we want about Alexis, but she was the support.
She's the support system, backbone.
Everyone complained that we're laying around. I was like, well, when I'm laying around doing nothing, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing like the shit in my head. Mm-hmm. So that's like when I had my time to think
that's
and try and figure
amazing,
it out.
Bro.
Literally no pen and paper. That's some
crazy.
That's beautiful mind shit right there.
Beautiful mind.
They didn't let you use Fruit Loops or Red Solo cups?
That wouldn't really help me.
What? Wow.
They wouldn't let us use anything.
What?
Not even like mac and cheese like letters.
M&M's.
Nothing.
Shout out to your brain, homie.
Yeah, it's straight memory based. Yeah,
I just try to memorize like certain important weeks and I would just like run the scenarios in my head until I could eliminate people.
Did you read Moonwalking with Einstein?
No, I've never
what
that is.
Never mind
that. I have no idea. Audrey, how appreciative are you of Keith and Lexus's back scratching as far as you getting that money?
Honestly, I was convinced we were going to go home broke week 7. I was so over it. I really was nervous, but we honestly spend a lot of time talking to like everyone and Keith's strategy, like trying to figure out this whole strategy. And I started feeling confident, but you know, there were one or two couples that did not make any sense that like had me nervous. But I try to stay like optimistic, honestly.
Right. We talked about that like last time when we saw the perfect beams.
Right.
Some of the really off couples, I felt like Anthony and Alexis probably was the biggest, and that's what we kind of got from you all as well, as far as like being a match.
Like,
no one would have guessed that.
Yeah, they were like the last ones. They're like, you know what? That's just going to happen. We're going to just make that happen.
We just thought, they just put two people together.
Are we missing something? Or like,
oddly enough, they were the only couple, I think, out of all the beams that didn't sit together. Because I asked everyone,
the whole time.
I said, hey, everyone here, who hasn't like ever sat together? Because if there were two couples that hadn't both sat together, it could have been interchanged. And I like the fact that they're the only couple that had never sat together, which means, all right, there's no like switch we can just do and have two possibilities.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I just wish the matchmakers or whoever put us together as matches would at least give us 2 to 3 sentence explanations of each match, because a lot of them don't make sense. And it's like they just, here are the matches, now I'm going to run away and you're never going to hear from, who are those people who put us together?
I mean, I wonder is it the same people? Because Tori, in your season, who was your perfect match?
Morgan.
Yeah. Did you see that happening?
I mean,
we know it didn't work out.
What you see and what you feel are two very different things.
Right, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially on Are You the One, where it is about like building a relationship and making it look like it's very strong, when you could just be having a conversation with somebody and making it look like it's a connection.
Cue
the music. Morgan and I are great friends, but clearly, like.
Right, and it's a cabin fever situation. You're with them the whole time,
24
hours a day, all the time.
Yes. So production was starting to look attractive. Trees were starting to look attractive. I mean, there was a lot of things that I was considering.
I'm loving it.
Objects.
Your perfect match was Jada.
I was surprised, but I can see it because like we're both like super sexual, and like we're both wild. Like I didn't realize this till like the end, but we bantered back and forth constantly throughout the whole time. That's why you can see like the slow mo clips is always her and I dancing, just being stupid, doing stupid shit. And I mean, it made sense in the end. I just didn't really like. It's not something I'd usually go for. So it didn't really open my eyes.
So you understood why.
Once I figured it out, it made sense. I think I figured her and I out like week 8, or like I don't know what episode it was, but like the 8th week we're there, and that's when it kind of made sense to me. So I just stuck with it.
Are those some of the things that you say to the matchmakers? Like, oh, I want someone super aggressive and wild. Like, what kind of things do you say?
I remember the shit I said. probably not suitable. I don't know.
I said, kid friendly.
You need to be like really wild in bed. Like you need to be able to be classy when I'm trying to pretend to be classy, but then be wild as shit when I'm just like letting loose. So that's essentially what I asked from. That really is Jada.
The juxtaposition is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about you, Audrey? I mean, I was totally here for you and Shad. Like, I can't even lie. Like when he was, you know, having your back throughout the whole Michael situation. I mean, did you ever think about giving Shad a real shot?
Oh my God, I love Shad. He is like an amazing person inside and out. I've talked to him since week one. Like everyone knows that he was always on my list. But Michael, I had like a real like connection romantically and some, like, you know, we had something else. And after I found out that me and Michael were a no match, it was obvious me and Shad were like, okay, we're each other's match. It's just me and Shad both like, we're typically not the type of people we would go for in the real world. And we were just always just such good friends and stuff throughout the show. And then when I had that stuff with Michael, I didn't see it. But afterwards, who knows? Like, he's such a good guy. I love him. He was there for me like since day one.
Right. And shout out to Shad, because everybody thought he was crazy, but he kept putting Audrey as number one. Yeah. And we were all like, no. Yeah. And it saved us from a blackout. People talk about Kiana saving us from a blackout. They don't talk about Shad saving us from a blackout.
They don't talk about Shad.
Well, Shad talks about saving us.
Oh, yeah.
Because Shad is very vocal. When he was here last week, he was like, yeah, I did that.
Yes.
I did that.
So when Shad and Audrey ended up becoming a match, I know you were against it, like, was it the week beforehand? You're like, I don't know if that's strong enough for me. Afterwards, did he come back to you? Was like, I told you so?
No. I mean, I explained it pretty well that it was like the one beam week. It had to be only one of
it was by
Joe
chance.
Zoe and Shad Audrey, and I wanted to see which one it was. Also, I just really wasn't convinced by Shad, because the first like 3 weeks there, like, I love Shad, but all he just complained that none of the girls were good enough. he only likes blondes, so there are only two blondes there, and neither of them were good enough for him. So it's like all of a sudden week eight after him constantly saying that none of the girls are good enough, it's like all of a sudden you find your match, like, I don't buy it, like, you gotta give me more than that, because a week ago you were telling me none of these girls are good enough for you, and all of a sudden you had a change of heart, like, I'm gonna test this scenario before I go with you.
Right. I think it was until week five where Shad actually said something about himself to a girl, like, gave an interesting fact about
him.
He would ask 100 questions and answer 0 questions and then spin their question right back on them. It was a mastermind manipulator.
They showed that little clip of me trying to, like, get him to talk, but that, like, happened for hours. I was like, okay, Shad, you're talking to me, you're answering my questions, you're asking me questions.
Oh, Shad. That's why he'd be perfect for Colgate. All he has to do is smile.
Audrey, speaking of Michael, I mean, we saw this chart that came up on the reunion. This is for all you guys, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, Michael was pretty busy at some points with his connections, but so was Zoe.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Yeah. Like, Zoe was like, never more than making out, though.
Yeah. Okay. Right, which we found out. Yeah.
Right, because, I mean, the lines went, and I was just like, I don't remember any of
those. I don't remember
of
any
this.
Of those. Yeah.
I don't think they showed any of them. Yeah. Like, me and Zoe had a deleted scene. They didn't show that. Did they show Zoe and Shad? Was that a deleted scene,
too? That was a deleted scene.
Yeah, it was all deleted scenes of Zoe.
So, Audrey, before we let you go, I want to know, what was your most favorite moment in the house the whole season? Like, what worked for you, and what do you remember the most?
Okay, other than taking out the fact that we won the money, my favorite moments were honestly when the daters were on their dates and the whole house was just goofing around. It was whether like we had like a manhunt night, or we had a huge pillow fight, or a truth and dare, or a pool party. Like, that was when everyone was not stressed out, not thinking about the game. Everyone was just generally having fun and getting to know each other naturally. There was no drama ever.
Right.
And those were my favorite nights, honestly. Right. But if we're going to talk about my favorite moment, obviously when we won the freaking $1 million.
Of course. Not like last season 5, boy. Still mad about that. So, Audrey, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. I know it's late there. I know you got to get up at 5 in the morning to go to work, so I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Give it up for Audrey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Audrey, real quick, where can we find you, Audrey? Where can we find you, Audrey?
What's your address? What's your home address?
No. Twitter, Instagram, Twitter at Audrey Diaz.
Yeah, where can we find you on social media, Audrey?
I'm Audrey Charlene on every social media except for my Instagram. There's 3 Y's on my Instagram.
What does one have to do? What does one have to do for a follow back?
Ethan, is that you?
Yes, that is. What's up, girl? I miss you.
I miss you, Ethan. Just show some love, and I'll follow you back.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And show some love for Audrey's bodysuit that during the reunion.
Yes, I see you, girl.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank
I was there.
You.
I was there live. I saw it. I saw it in person. Really dope. Really dope. Yeah, Audrey, give it up for Audrey.
Thank you, Audrey.
So our engineers are going to work on getting our next guest. But while he's doing that, Keith, I'm going back to you because during what we saw in this reunion, there's a lot on you and your girl Alexis and your new boo. So there's a lot going on with that. What was it with Alexis? Because she seemed like she, I mean, we had her on the show. She seemed like she was really, really crazy for you.
Yeah.
And crazy too, but like crazy for you. And there was a lot, like, was like a love hate thing going on. What did it for you with Alexis?
I mean, I think when I was with her, she gave me this like sense where I felt like I was a king and she was like my queen. She always had my back, except for when she wasn't there, she had other people's backs. But as far as when she was around me, I felt like I could trust her, and she's one of those people, she's such an open, honest person about her past, where I thought, all right, clearly she must be a really open and honest person in general, but she hid a lot from me and lied to me a lot, which I didn't realize. So I think it was kind of like, like I said, I always go for the crazy girls, and I just kept doing that. And I don't know what it is. I think the highs feel so much higher when the lows are so low. I think that's what kept bringing me back.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Okay, so we're going to get real down to it. So there's obviously, right this second, there's a big, like, Twitter war between Carolina, your new girl. Shout out to Carolina from last season, season 5.
Looking amazing at the reunion.
She did come through smashing, looking good. And your current, your previous girl, Alexis. What's up with that? Like, as far as what you know.
So what really started was, I think, well, Carolina and I were day drinking that day. And I think what happened was she just, like, Alexis kept saying, like, snarky little things, anything, anyone, like, bashing us. Because, like, some people knew about Carolina and I, so she keeps saying things. And then Carolina just, like, made her little comment. And then they started, Carolina had my phone. She started DMing Alexis, like, saying, like stop, and, like, just arguing. Even I texted Alexis, like, hey, can you guys, like, please stop? She made it very clear she just wants Carolina to look bad, trying to just embarrass her. It's what she's trying to do. And then like I tried to stop it, and then eventually it's like kind of just like block her. No matter what she's trying to do, she's trying to ruin us and like end everything going on.
Cannot
and,
show in the bathroom.
All I knew is that Alexis wants to try and embarrass us and drive us apart, and I said her goal is to literally drive us apart from each other and make us fight. So just block her and everything. It's no point of wasting our energy on her, because no matter what, she either wants me and us to be happy, or she just wants me to be like feel dreadful all the time, so I'm not.
There's no contact at this moment.
No, I have her blocked and everything.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. I saw some of what was going on, and it just seemed really crazy. And it seemed like Alexis was kind of what she was in the house, like how she was.
I think
she's
still going.
Rejected.
So we both blocked her, but from what my sister told me, she said she's still.
Oh no, she's still tweeting stuff. Yeah. She's still tweeting stuff
with Michael now.
Yeah.
No, they actually never met. That was. I'm friends with Michael Halpern. They never met. They've never met. He said they've been like texting and like. Like they've been texting and stuff, they've actually never met.
She said she was going straight to Florida after the reunion to see him.
Yeah, she went to North Florida. He's from South Florida. We're friends. We have like I have like a cryptocurrency investment group with them. We're in a fantasy football league, and I asked him about it. He's like, yeah, I've never met her. I don't know why she's saying these things.
Maybe as Cardi B said, girls just want to make you mad and have you guys argue, and bitch, we ain't gonna talk about you. You know what I'm saying?
I will say this before we introduce my boy Joe, which I'm very excited about. Shout out to Carolina for being the first girl in Are You the One history to have the balls to say something to Alexis. No girl in our house. She was the one girl that every girl was just stayed away from. Because they didn't want to see that.
Wow.
I mean, Alexis has this posture and this look to her face whenever she's in presence.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel a little
But you know what? Shout out to Alexis for doing everything she was doing. She was very entertaining on the show. I mean, I'm sure you guys had some crazy ass moments, but at the end of the day, you know, girls just living, you know. Go ahead, girl.
Shout out to being entertaining. I gotta introduce our next guest via Skype.
I mean,
this dude, his check cleared, apparently.
You're living.
Heck yeah, this is just my life.
Okay.
Y'all, shout out to Joe on Skype. In the bathtub.
Hey, why can't I see you guys?
That's just kind of how we work here.
They don't
exist. You can see us later.
Yeah, you can see us later. You can watch it back. Okay.
Watch it back.
But Joe is, are you in a bathtub? Are you in a hot tub? What's going on?
It's kind of like a little bit of both. It's like the jacuzzi tub in my hotel room.
Okay.
He's in Maui okay. right now. Yeah.
I was not really supposed to be like, are you in Hawaii?
Which is 7:30 actually is what it is now.
Right.
What are you doing in Hawaii?
He's just living.
Well, I just kind of thought I needed some me time. So.
I feel it.
So Joe, I came back from Hawaii. Joe left for Hawaii, and I've been following your Snapchats or IG stories this whole time. He's been living like the life every single damn day. Mm-hmm. You have like 5 different hotels. Like,
I have to stay at the same hotel more than once.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so are you and Taylor still hooking up and dating, or are you guys like done?
Are we allowed? Am I allowed to talk about all this? Or is
It's fine. We can talk about it now.
Well, we see Taylor. We haven't seen like them introduce that. Now? Well, we know that Taylor and them are exes, and we see that Taylor's there.
Taylor and I actually did get back together when I got back.
You
did.
Cool. She was fighting for you.
You already talked to Tyler and Ethan about it, but like the whole Gillette scene was kind of aired in a very strange light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she was more defending me than anything, because like we definitely kind of rekindled our relationship. I actually bumped into her at a bar in Portland before I went on RU1. Mm-hmm. I was actually on shrooms at the time. I don't know if you're allowed to hear that or not, but I like to party.
Well, I mean, it's there.
Go for it. So, I don't know. We hit it off. We hung out like for like 8 hours straight, just like doing all sorts of fun stuff. And then we kind of like rekindled our relationship. And, but you know, she was still technically dating Andre. So I was like, well, I mean, timing's never been good for us. And she was like, you should go on the show, like go have the experience. Like maybe you'll find someone who's right for you. Mm-hmm. But the feelings were definitely still very strong before I left. And then when she showed up and said that she was still in love with me and all that, I mean, you guys saw my face. Like,
right. Like, what?
Oh, okay. So when I got home from the show, she was actually waiting for me in Portland. And we kind of like just jumped right back into things and dated for a while.
Romantic.
And then stuff started coming to light, you know, about like what she'd been up to while I was gone. And also what I had done on the show, which part of was making out with Alexis like a couple days after Taylor left. I don't know. We ended up breaking up about a month after that. And then we're kind of off and on for a little while. But, you know, now it's pretty much scorched earth.
Scorched earth.
Yeah. Just live your life, so Joe.
That's why you're in Maui without her.
I am in Maui without her, yes.
I see it. I want to go to Keith real quick because Joe and Ethan, a.k.a. E-Money, were part of what was dubbed the Losers Crew, right? Mm-hmm. But we see in the reunion, Joe hooked up with a lot of girls. Yeah. And so my thing is like, I mean, I know a lot of that was coming from Kareem. You know, he was the one that was vocal about it. Did you feel that? Like, did you have any issue with them? Because obviously you're doing your thing. You know, it seemed like it was the way it was played out and the way it was edited. It seemed like that they were kind of just talking to themselves, weren't really working out. Like, what did you take on that?
I agreed with some of the things Kareem said. I definitely don't agree with the way he went about addressing them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all had our like own times, like where Tyler needs to be playing music and stuff. I had my guitar on the show. They didn't show up, but I'd be playing with them sometimes too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't show it at all, but I'd be playing with them. We wrote a song and everything, but
yeah, it's amazing.
They wrote a song?
Yeah, we wrote a song.
Keith, you got vocals?
No, I play guitar. That's all I do. I make the guitar sing. I'm not going to sing myself.
Okay.
But, I mean, they did tend to keep themselves a little more than the others, but when it came down to making connections, they at least gave an effort. I think it was more the girls didn't really give them a shot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
what it was. Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Okay, so you vouch for that. Ethan, what is your take on that?
It's just a cause and effect thing. Like, I know when a girl doesn't feel me, and then I don't want to like waste their time, because every time I was talking to a girl, they'd be like, their head would be on a swivel and they'd wait for the next Instagram model to come so then they can talk to them. So like I just knew it. I just didn't want to waste their time. So that's why I didn't want to. I hate fake conversations and forced conversations.
You hate small talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel you know? On that. So it was just a cause and effect thing.
Tori, in your season, did you have a problem where there was people that were deemed not working the game or not trying to do what they were supposed to do to get the money?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a,
yeah.
It's a normal thing. Yeah.
So,
of
course. I'm just trying to figure out why it was such a big deal in this season, because y'all got your money. Mm-hmm. They got their money. So yeah. It worked out. But it seemed like you all and Joey as well with the, he's got a soap beard now, where it seemed like they was just so hated on. And I just didn't understand if it happens every season.
Well, I mean, I think it's just a matter of edit. You know what I mean? Like, you got to make this shit look intense, bro.
Well, that, and I feel like a lot of people were clicking up, and there were multiple hookups with multiple people to where all these girls already hooked up with all these people. So it's like, who are they really going to talk to? You know what I'm saying? Who are they really going to try to pursue when a girl's either connected, two girls are connected to one guy? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it was more prominent in that sense because it was more guys this season that had the issue than when in Taurus season, everyone was just, it was like a no-matched hooking up type situation still going on that was messing up the situation, yet they still won. So, you know,
and meeting you guys, you know, like you and Tyler are great people. Like, you know what I'm
saying? Not just meeting them, but I think watching them.
And just watching them, too.
I was like, why is no one going after these guys?
Yeah.
You don't
have to fly them. So, and, you know.
Stop it. No, I've been saying that from jump.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these girls are tripping.
Well, I think
Hold on, what were you saying, Joey?
Part of it was that, like, I mean, I knew the game because my girlfriend had been on it before at the time. So I was trying to explain to them, like, no matter what you're feeling right now, like, it's not how the game works. Like, you're supposed to find your perfect match. Like, if you think you and that person have a future, like, figure that out after this. But, like, you staying with them isn't going to help us at all. And so I think me trying to be that voice of reason was, like, ruffling a lot of feathers of people who just wanted to do what they were comfortable with. And so I feel like when you come at somebody with something that's like a fact that can't be argued with, like the rules of the game, they didn't really have like a rebuttal to come back and like giving it an explanation for why they were doing what they were doing. So instead they just kind of like attacked our character.
Exactly. And they were like, they would come back, well, you're not in a relationship. You don't know what we're going through. How do you, you're not playing with your heart. So they would just attack. It's like, we're just trying to win us all the money here.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. But, Tori, would you go for Ethan?
Me and Ethan are pregnant.
Seriously, Ethan is like, I really genuinely think he's like a boy version of me.
No,
really? He's like my friend, like he's my homie. Like,
I can see that. I can totally see
he's
that.
He's like a guy version of me. You guys both like have the same common interest.
We're like, we're like between like a 6 and like a 6.5 on like the attractive scale.
Stop it.
Just kidding, bro. You got like a 7. You got like a 7. Yeah, maybe 8. Maybe a 9.
You're looking better. You guys are
excellent.
You just keep going. New York,
I'm Swipe right.
Honestly, when you swipe left or swipe right, scale, that conversation got taken so far out of
proportion. So far. Keith, I want to go back to you and this burning match that you had with Alexis.
This was crazy.
It got really personal. And I know that you were upset, especially when, you know, what she did with Michael and that, you know, didn't sit well with you at all. But if you guys knew that you weren't, like, supposed to be together, what was the passion there? Like, what was that? You still was feeling her?
We had really serious talks. That was the last night before the final matchup. We said we're going to be together after the show, and I was pretty convinced. I just figured out everyone's matches and won $20, so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm getting drunk tonight.
Yeah.
Like, really drunk, just having fun, and then I went to look for, like, shotgun beer, that's, like, what we would always do, and I couldn't find her, and I just, like, saw that happen. I just snapped, because, like, it's probably the drunk episode. I was having the most fun. I was having the best night. Like, I felt like we won. Like, I was on cloud 9, and then that just brought me down, and then, I did not handle it too well.
And then he went straight for Bridget.
Yeah, right to Bridget.
Bridget with a toasted marshmallow.
I mean, how did you feel seeing that beer moment where Michael's all of
this? They did not explain it to him. Like, it was actually like, oh, would you like kiss for a second? No, you guys pretty much. If I didn't come out sooner, I think they would have fucked out there.
No, because we watched it that week, and we were both like, what?
It came out of nowhere. I got blindsided by it, and I was not happy.
We got blindsided. It's all good.
I don't know. I felt for your guys' relationship. I feel like, you know, Alexis really wanted to be that person for you, but I feel like she had her own issues, you know what I'm saying? And like, you are the type of person who probably likes to fix women in a way, you know what I mean? And so it's like, and I felt for you too, because I was like, oh, Keith seems like this nice guy, you know, who deserves a nice girl, and Alexis is trying to be that person, because you could tell that she really did love you, and it just was so much, and I was just like, I can't. And at the end, when that shit happened in her stuffed animal, I was like, it's never gonna be the same. Like, this is done. Like, this is over, you know?
It's just one of those relationships.
That was a rough night. I broke a lot of things.
I was going to say, like, how far did it go? Like, there were shoes, there was a stuffed animal.
Did you cut her shoes or her boots?
All right, so this is, so I went stuffed animal, then I went.
Last episode yet?
What did
he say? He said he hasn't seen the last episode yet.
Well, all I saw is the first of the reunion. I think they showed that.
They showed a lot. Go ahead.
So the stuffed animal.
So it went stuffed animal. Then I think it went my shoes.
I saw
then,
the shoes didn't even burn though.
No, well they're leather, so it was good. then I put a hole in the wall. They didn't show that.
Oh, with the elbow.
I put like a toddler sized hole in the wall. Then,
the size of a toddler, you're saying?
Yeah.
Or then, the type of hole a toddler.
Supposedly, she grabbed a knife, and was it Shad that talked her down? Someone said that she grabbed a knife, shot her, and Shad talked her down.
Shad
took the knife from her.
Yeah, then, so Shad saved somebody's life as well as saving us from a blackout. Wow. Shout out to him.
Then I tore the boots and the dress.
What was the Bad Girls Club security that
stopped
Tyler and Kareem from
fighting?
They
were just, I think they were scared of me, too. So they were just like watching me from like 15 feet away.
Between Keith and Michael, there had to be three security guys at all time in between the two of them.
It's just crazy that it was the last night, too.
That's why I was like, it was one more night you had to get through.
The craziest thing was watching them lie to your face, too.
I knew Michael was lying. I was like, all right, Alexis.
But how did you know they were lying?
Well, Michael's not a very good liar. He got very, very nervous and red and just started shaking as soon as I asked him. I was like, this dude is lying to me. I was like, I'll ask Alexis because she, like, if she did it, she wants me to know. Like, she's doing it to spite me, so she'll make sure she tells me.
Right.
So I went and asked her, and, like, it took me, like, 2 seconds. She, like, spilled the beans. I was like, all right.
She was like, we just kissed a little bit.
Well, and what about you and Olivia? Because I was there for that, too. I was like, I see this. Did you guys, like, ever kind of talk after you guys were a no match, or?
Watch part two.
Part two. Okay. And then who else will be here? Zoe, too. But that kind of was squashed real quick,
super
right?
Super enemy going on a date. You're too nice for me. Like, okay. And then that's all it was. Yeah.
She said you're too nice?
She said I was too nice for her.
Joey, when you saw this all go down, and you know that obviously Keith was the one that was kind of putting everything together, making sure you guys get this, you know, this money. Were you nervous or scared that maybe he was going to get distracted and not, you know, perform as he was trying to do?
You mean with the whole him and Alexis situation?
Yeah, the burning
of Bridget.
Oh, well, that happened after we had already won at that point.
I already figured it out.
Oh, so you already figured it out.
I figured it out, and she did it like an hour after that. That's what made me extra pissed
off. Wait, you guys won the money?
No, I already figured it out.
As soon as we got one situation that like everything fit, to be honest, there still would have been a couple variables. If DeAndre wouldn't have been super fucking petty and pick Kareem just out of spite that like we worked, like that was literally the piece of the puzzle that made it all fit.
Petty
so
week
it's
four.
Like, shout out to Keith for figuring it out, but if it wasn't for DeAndre being petty week four, you know I'm right. We would not have won.
That's crazy. See, there's a
petty
lot of people.
Petty and strange like, decisions came together.
Right.
Yes, yeah, for being some petty motherfuckers.
Intricate, like this whole thing gets. Yeah. I mean, we saw it not work last season. We see how it worked this season.
Right.
But there's just so many variables and so many like layers to y'all winning the money, and it was such a small percentage for you guys to to have actually won. It's like winning the lottery.
Well, what did it was stubbornness because what helped
is stubborn?
Stubbornness. People believing they were the perfect match. Like from I called it chasing the beam from week two, and everyone would keep picking the same people, and we'd keep getting one beam. But because of that happening, and only like a couple of people changing, the beams not changing, taught me a lot. So I was like, all right, so clearly none of these changes helped us at all.
Right.
So that's what a lot of you figured out.
Okay.
Tori, when it was your season, did you, I mean, who was the person that kind of put things in motion for you all? Or is it kind of a collaborative
effort? It was definitely collaborative.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely made it look like I did it, but if anything, I was just the mouthpiece for talking it out.
Okay.
And you were also the Cheerios, right?
It was Fruit Loops, yeah.
Fruit Loops.
It was just easier to comprehend for a viewer to watch, but it wasn't me. It was a lot of people.
It was everybody.
It was honestly, Morgan was a big part of it, too.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I remember that.
I definitely would have been mind fucked trying to figure that out.
You should have seen, you saw our faces while Keith was just crunching numbers.
Yeah.
Just...
And you guys had to physically like get up and move into position.
I was doing that because everyone kept down me. So I think the last night's when I just wanted to show people like everyone's like, all right, why aren't we a match? So like Olivia Creamer, a real big one. And I think after that last matchup, I had it where I could just, all right, let's assume you are. I had like two moves and then like prove they weren't. I was just trying to prove people couldn't be matches so that we could go with the winning strategy I eventually found.
Right. Wow. And like we all thought he was crazy for thinking Michael and Kiana was a match, but then like you proved, you showed the whole house how and why they were a match. And after that moment, I was like, okay, I'm on everything I said about you. I take back. We're right.
I believe
it's
you,
Keith, hashtag Keith or bust. That's what it was.
Joey, were you surprised about your perfect match?
Did you ask me?
Yes.
Honestly, I think mine might have been the least surprising one. And I've gotten a lot of people asking me on Snapchat, Instagram, and everything, like, oh, it doesn't make any sense. And it's like they really didn't show me and Uche talking all that much. Mm-hmm. But, like, she literally is what I need. Like, I see her relationship with Quentin and how she – I mean – she did get jealous at times, but, I mean, he gave her a reason to. But other than that, she was super loyal and trusting and supportive. And basically everything that I've never had, because I've kind of always been the guy who's gotten, like, cheated on and taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's kind of, like, what I put in my application was that, like, I would do anything for the girl that I love kind of thing. But I've always got taken advantage of because of that. And she's super, like, just, loyal. I don't know, she's honestly, like, the perfect girlfriend. Like, respect to Clinton and everything, but, like, if it wasn't for him, I would, you know, I'd still shoot my shot.
Oh, wow. And, okay. I mean, they had that moment, you know, earlier this season. They had that moment, and you could totally see it from that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they got a little bit deeper versus, you know, physical appearance or whatnot.
Right. Well, there was actually a conversation that they didn't air where me and her sat and talked about our childhood and about religion, about how we grew up and everything, about how she doesn't care about the superficial things because, like, I mean, like, with Taylor, like, I knew she was a little official, but she turned out to be fucking superficial.
And he got to use it!
And scene. That guy doesn't like his ex. But, that's the thing. If you ever say anything fucked up, you can just end the scene, describe your character, and move on. But, with Uche, like, I mean, for one, I said a girl who doesn't wear a lot of makeup, she doesn't wear any makeup. Like, a girl who doesn't care about, like, reality shows that we're on. A girl who doesn't, keep up with the Kardashians. Someone who I can actually, like, talk about fucking icebergs melting and I can listen.
She'll go, like, a full week without posting on Instagram, which is crazy for a girl.
Yeah, no. When Uche, when we first got out, I was like, Uche, like, you gotta post something because, like, you're my match and I wanna go on second chances. So you need to start
trying to keep
us
going.
You're fucking lit. You gotta show everyone how lit you are. Like, Uche's dope. Like, I wouldn't have any other match.
I definitely feel like this season is a great season to learn from because I feel like a lot of your matches, you just had to get deeper with that person to really figure it out. And you know,
there were so many connections that started the first day that were just really infatuations and really just people going for what they're used to.
And that's what Tyler was talking about on the reunion tonight. You know, usually the person that you sleep with, you know, right away is normally not your match. So, you know, maybe the future season's coming up to look at this one and kind of get deeper with...
Less versus everybody
has to go shit in your pants for at least 2 weeks. Yeah. Please.
Okay, I doubt that's going to happen.
Lust versus love, but I feel like that happens all the time.
Yeah, especially then once you've slept in a room with someone while like they're sleeping, like they're having sex with somebody in the same room as you. You're kind of like, well, yeah, I'm not super about that.
I just literally, hey, we're going on a date, but last night I heard your vagina getting penetrated. It sounds very graphic, but it's literally we called it mac and cheese. Yes,
mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese and hearing people have sex.
Imagine like stirring mac and cheese.
Yes.
That's
why there's a scene with Joe where they're like, they're making out now, then they're going to be making mac and cheese.
Nobody
understood
it. Oh, honey, my sex does not sound like no mac and cheese.
You're having the wrong sex then.
No.
But like even if people try to learn from this or the new cast tries to see how what
I love
other
mac
cast
and cheese.
Members...
That totally just ruined that for me.
Well, if people try to Easy Mac every day, I literally gained 15 pounds.
Oh, from the Easy Mac and cheese?
I mean it might have been from the fucking drinking enough Hennessy to take down a small horse every night.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was cheese.
Oh my god, you guys. Fucking up mac and cheese.
What I'll say is like everyone can watch like the new cast members can watch past seasons and things like that, and they could say, I'm not gonna do this, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah,
but once they get in that damn house and alcohol flows and you see somebody you wanna mac and cheese with, I guess. It's a whole different story.
And they need to know that we got lucky, you know, and they're not going to have a Keith on their season.
No more stack haters.
We did. We played the game the wrong way. We got lucky. We struck gold.
Right.
That's the once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah. Shout out to Virginia.
All I'm saying is, like, the next season better be careful with their craft. And I'm not talking about mac and cheese.
Right.
Okay.
With their craft?
So we'll just move on.
Y'all, we got to let Joe go so we can
get
in the show. Give a shout out to Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, it was nice to not see you guys. Feel free to call me after this is over and we can actually, you know, face to face.
Absolutely. We got you. Watch the show back.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Thanks, man. Bye. Yeah.
Aloha.
Bye.
Ethan, real quick, your match with Zoe.
Yep.
How excited were you about that?
Dude, it was like when Keith, because everybody was telling me that Zoe wasn't my match before the strategy. They're like, dude, don't even, she's not your match. Just don't even, she's, it's not even worth it. But then when like Keith said that there was a potential, it was like Christmas morning. I was like, I get that. It was like the biggest present. It was like the little convertible car that the kids got. Yeah. And then I would go show it off in front of the poor kids at high school. I was so, I'm kidding.
The analogy from E-Money.
But no, but I felt like it was like a gift, but that's just because I was like very,
but I could
very
see it though. You guys both give that like college vibe.
Really?
The college
I'm like the furthest out of college. That's weird.
Oh, really?
26 years old. I graduated.
Well, she
in the
likes
90s.
Frat guys, and my first impression was like, this dude's a total frat.
Yeah, I remember.
That's
well,
what I
wearing
mean,
the Ralph
frat.
Lauren shirts and like the like short shorts.
Yeah,
like,
frat. This guy's frat. My bad.
He
not
totally
college.
Called me out for being a frat guy in the van before we even started shooting. Like,
well, you're a Stifler, and he's a frat boy.
Oh
so.
My god!
I got a few different ones. Yeah.
No, totally, totally giving me that.
Did
that
you? did you feel like? Because you know she was on the show last week, and we kind of you know was talking to her, and we're like, oh, you feel me though? He's so cute. And we're like, kind of curbing him a little bit.
Did you feel? She
gave me this friend tap. She's like, yeah, I'm so excited.
Did you feel like you got curved by her?
Well, yeah, because they asked actually. The producers asked right after that. They're like, "So Zoe, are you going to give Ethan a chance after the show?" And she was like, "I think we could be friends, but that's it." And then I was like, "You know what? I've seen crazier things." And I was like, "You know what? She's saying no. I still want to be in a relationship. I've seen crazier things happen, just like us winning the money because of Keith. So I still am going to give
the
it a
faith
shot." But
is
we still,
it.
Yeah, every
she's
now
shot,
and then we
know?
Respond to each other's Instagram stories every 2 weeks. So I think it's going great.
Yeah,
shoot the shot, dog. Shoot the shot. I love
positive.
It.
And Keith, you and Carolina are still really good.
Yeah, I had a. I came out here, actually surprised her with the visit, and aww. I've been applying to jobs out here. We said,
oh, snap.
We said what we'll do is wherever I get like a big boy job is where we'll figure it out or go, and I actually had an interview here, so I had a follow-up interview. So hopefully we'll see.
Well, good luck
well
to
I'm
that.
All here I mean, for healthy relationships. Absolutely. You know, when absolutely. You find a good one, you'll want
to
hold on to it.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Tori, we see that there's a lot of, you know, of the seasons kind of coming together and vibing relationships.
Regret. Immediate regret. Regret. Bad. Leave. Exit now. Turn back.
I mean, because you tried it.
No, I'm not
it.
Saying for your situation.
Right.
Speaking on my own past.
But you did try it. And is it something that, I mean...
No, I mean, listen...
Are you dating someone from season 7?
No,
or,
I'm not... Oh my God, fuck you, bro. I'm out the dating game. I'm out it.
She's
I'm
busy. She's on TV shows
she's
right now.
She's killing the game.
I'm over it. You know what I mean? And like, I have just... I can't offer that to anybody right now. I think that's really fucking clear. So I'm happy to just be me and anybody that fits in the circle, happy to have you there. But if not, I'm not here to commit to anybody.
Right. Find the circle. I just want to know what that means.
What?
Nothing.
You know, my circle.
Circle of trust.
So, for all the dudes out there trying to get with Are You the One chicks, just tell them that you're being casted for season 7 and they're sleeping.
Oh, shit.
Ouch!
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's not lying.
I mean, it's kind of true. Oh,
incestuous, moments that we've
it's
seen
family,
thus far.
Right?
Yeah.
It's family.
It is what it is. You can understand.
Everyone can
other.
Relate to the experience and they get
and
it.
And that's what I get when I talk to other people and they can relate.
I mean, it's high school.
They get it. Yeah.
Come on.
It totally
all
is.
Over again.
Yeah. But high school was awesome. Like, I'm glad that I'm reliving high school.
I had
high school.
I had a really
fun.
Good time in
high
school.
I loved high
school,
too.
Yeah. I had a good time in
college,
too.
I didn't go to college,
though,
so I wouldn't know.
Right. Do they have Are You the One for, like, seniors? Like, are you, like, I want to...
They should.
Like, they should.
Like,
no,
somebody
should.
Wrote the idea.
I mean, like...
Oh, my God,
not
seniors, but, like,
not senior citizen, like, older.
Like an alumni?
Like, not 21.
Yeah, like, not in
like late
20s. He's like
25.
It wouldn't be as fun, because people would be mature about things.
Right.
Quick,
no drama.
That's a good point.
That would be like, boring.
No, it's your turn.
I
want a date. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Fine match. Oh,
that would be a little interesting if you could find those types of people who aren't necessarily, you know, so prim and proper at that age range.
It'd be interesting.
I mean, I don't think they...
Well, let's pitch it. We'll pitch it. See what happens.
Let's pitch it, Lim.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's pitch it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to close. That's been our show, but we want to thank our guests for being here. Hey. Yeah! Both of our guests on Skype, Joe and Audrey, and everybody that's here, E-Money, yes. Keith, Tori, Joe. Michaela in the back, giving just visuals, you know. but yeah, we appreciate it. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint, all day, every day. Also, make sure you check next week, because in the studio, I'm giving you the exclusive right now, we got Nerese and we got Shannon from season 5. I'm just saying, your life right. Where you at?
Yeah, yeah. To follow me at Since They Don't Play, and make sure if you guys see me here, I also have a radio show at Dash Radio, all about the grind, independent artists, and people that are on the grind and in the industry. So stay tuned, y'all.
Guys, already know you can find me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Hey, and it's your boy Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Catch my new talk show, Conflux Conversations, coming out on Roku and Apple in February.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. E-Money, yeah, where can E-Money, they find you?
At E-Money Makes Babies on Instagram, at E-Money Sunset on Twitter, at facebook.com/E-Money Bro on Facebook, and myspace.com/E-Money Fizzle81.
Yeah, yes. If you remember that, good. Just rewind it. Keith, where are you at?
It's really just like a Keith Kleebacker. If it has 20 followers or less, it's probably my dad. That's more than that, it's probably me. So roll the dice on that one.
I want to follow your dad. I love it. Tori, where can they find you?
Tori_Deal.
Yeah, everywhere. Right. And make sure you check her out. She's still in the running, MTV. Oh, yeah. You know, doing her thug thizzle. I love it. Champ versus Bros. Just love it. Celebrities, all good. But ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. Join us next week, and we'll see you. Peace. Deuces.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.